not only that people that God would preserve through Jeremiah's preaching and prophesying, but even himself being preserved, because he says, "Verily, I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction." This was God's answer to Jeremiah's plight. And this was literally fulfilled when they sought to kill Jeremiah and threw him in a dungeon, as we're going to read on later on in this book. But at one point, Nebuchadnezzar, that's when it says there, "I will cause the enemy to entreat thee." Here's the enemy that God has brought against Israel, and yet he would cause Nebuchadnezzar to be kind to Jeremiah when he gave Nebuzaradan, his commander-in-chief, the order, and that's over in Jeremiah 39:11, to look after Jeremiah and to do him no harm, grant him all the privileges he was pleased to ask. I see a type and picture of Christ too, where even though all of these were against him, yet they could not do one thing more or less than what God had purposed. Even when Pilate said, "Don't you know I have the power to crucify you?" He said, "You'd have no power at all but what it was given of my Father. For the living know that they shall die." May the Lord grant us that spirit. When it talks about the living, it's even the natural-minded people know that death is certain, not avoiding it. But the living, also in the sense of being made alive in Christ, having been given the Spirit, we know that this is not our home. We're just a passing through. Everything in this life is temporal. And that once this life is over, you see how it's put there? The dead know not anything. We're talking about them being up there looking down on your life, and seeing how you're doing, and you hear all these people saying, you know, pointing up, that when they're pointing up to heaven, they've just hit a home run or done something they're proud about. They're thinking that mama or papa's looking down. The dead know nothing. Neither have they any more reward. They're not up there enjoying any kind of reward. Any reward they have down there on this earth, as far as life goes, it's God's providence. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Like I said, at a funeral, it's like cattle. The butcher truck shows up, hauls them off for a while. Cattle look up, watch the truck until it's out of sight, and what do? Go right back to eating grass without even perceiving they're next. Think about that in funerals. How many people, what they say and correct, without even a thought, I'm next. Also their love, their hatred, their envy, all these different actions and reactions of men. It says there is now perished. Whatever they enjoyed in this life, it's just for now. Neither have they any more portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. All things are temporal. The only thing eternal, permanent, is that work of the Lord Jesus Christ and death that he died to save such wretches as we are. Therein is our only hope. Let's take